All right, hello everyone. Thank you for being here for this session. We're going to hear from Nicolas and Ivana Giorgetti on surviving marriage using Wikidata. I'm sure an applicable topic for all. I'd also just like to remind everyone before we start, I know we get excited, it's the end of the day, it's the end of the conference. Please do not speak until a microphone comes to you if you have something to say. It's not good for the live stream or anyone who has any hearing complications. So with that note, I will let you begin.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for coming. We are Ivana and Nicolas. We are from Argentina. The topic of this talk is kind of a funny way to say to survive marriage because, well, we are married. We started our relationship almost in 2005. I started editing a joke encyclopedia called Encyclopedia way back. Is an encyclopedia full of memes right now, and she started doing a talk about how about Wikipedia, and in 2005, I went to that talk, and well, it started from there. After a few years, with a couple of friends, we started Wikimedia Argentina, the local chapter one of the biggest chapters in Latin America right now. She's a founding member. I joined a few days later. And then we married in 2014. It's like a very nice relationship because...
Is it?
I think so. I like to think so. We are not only, the only married couple in Wikimedia Argentina. Our current president, Ivana, she's name is exactly like her, is also married to a Wikipedian.
But we're the oldest.
But we are the oldest couple. So after a few years, we started not only doing events about using Wikipedia and Wikimedia Commons on public institutions and schools, like one of the main objectives on our local chapter, and we started getting this Wikidata or Wikidata, depending how you like to identify it. We started using it, and we fell in love with the project.
Okay, so a little context, since we come from Argentina, it's a big place. I know that many of you are from Europe, so we decided to compare the size of Argentina into Europe. To give you an example, we're in Buenos Aires.
So it's something like...
And the second biggest city in Argentina is Córdoba, and it's 700 kilometers away. It would be like from here, Amsterdam or Brussels. So it's a lot of territory.
It's a very big country.
Yeah. So mostly our big events happen in Buenos Aires, and we try to have some events in different provinces, but maybe they are not that big of an event. Also, open data is not very open, or very data-ish, because many institutions don't have, they don't use the databases, mostly paper lists, or they don't know how to do this.
Something I remember that in many institutions, do have databases, but they have multiple databases because one employee got tired of using the same Access database or the same Excel spreadsheet, and they started their own, and they are duplicated content. So many employees use one database, many other employees, or the official one is another onto completely.
Okay. Also, Wikidata is not very known. Wikipedia is the biggest one, and it's not that very known. And also, it's quite a lot of work to, oh, this comes from Wikipedia Argentina. No, we are not Wikipedia Argentina. So imagine the difference between Wikimedia, Wikipedia, and now Wikidata. No way. And also, we are a developing country. Actually, tomorrow is the presidential election. We thought this would be a fun thing to say, but then things happen in Chile and...
See, as you can see, the situation in Latin America is very peaceful right now.
Yeah.
And we are... All that context came to... It's a very interesting place to try to understand how the Wikimedia movement improves and grows very differently in the developing countries like Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, Brazil even, or even in Africa, compared with European countries, and especially in GLAM events or in GLAM open knowledge situations.
Yes. For example, if we're trying to make some event or some agreement, many of the institutions may say, you know what, the government is about to change, why don't we try after the elections have passed?
Yeah, so many things fall apart between elections because, okay, the government is about to change, so a lot of employees move away from their current jobs. Many institutions have become leaderless, so we have to wait a few years or months to reinstitutionalize and get all the and start our negotiations again.
Okay.
It's very frustrating. Yeah.
Okay.
So, how can we approach people about Wikidata, Ivana?
Yeah. Well, it would depend if we are talking about editors or people that are not editors yet. Because if people use Wikipedia, it's much easier. They already know how to work with it. But maybe they don't know about Wikidata yet. We started with this, like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We started with, okay, what is this? It's a database, what, and Wikidata. And then we fell in love with it. So we started with the editors, and we try to integrate Wikidata in all the events we do. If we are going to do an editathon, try to have a track where we can edit Wikidata about the topic. And if there's no formal event inside, we try to start something, at least something small, just to introduce the topic of Wikidata.
Yeah. Thankfully, thanks to the new integrations with the Wikidata and commons like the PIC, it will become very much easier to do job to do because, okay, we have many events like, okay, editathons, like we sat with people and edit Wikipedia articles. We take photos and upload them in Commons. We try to integrate with data with that. With non-users, so people that only read Wikidata or never knew Wikipedia or don't trust Wikipedia at all, we try to do almost the same approach, but we try to approach people that already work with databases or we don't know in it yet, maybe, because like librarians or people that work with maps, teachers, students. We try to approach those people on their own events, like OpenStreetMap groups doing their events, or free software events, like in Latin America we have something like FreeSol, like it's events that you go with your computer and you get installed free software in your computer. We have you go do some presentations there and introduce them about Wikidata on other projects too.
Okay, so we started by building the small community because we had some data to start, but someone had to start developing it, so that's where we came in. We started making small meetings monthly, like the people in Wikimedia France started on the atelier, something like that, but in a smaller scale. We try to be regular. We sometimes get the same people, new people, people don't return. It's a mixed batch of people. Many people didn't know about Toolforge and any of those tools, so we started using Mix and Match, OpenRefine.
Especially OpenRefine.
Yeah, we did one on the PICTS. And sometimes when we are many and we have many newcomers, we split in two. So one of us will go and do a small talk about, okay, this is Wikidata, this is the basics, and the other part will do something more advanced.
Or yeah, more advanced or more technical, because one thing that personally I want to attract more technical people on Wikidata on local community, the technical people like developers or people that know how to code, is very small. So I want to attract them and teach them, like, okay, you know Python, I can teach you about how to use PBWikibot, sorry, and how to use them to get to the API for Wikidata and do some queries there so you can use it on your program. Or you want to do a Telegram bot or a WhatsApp bot, you can do that with the documentations you have. So we try to integrate that in some events too. How about institutions, GLAM, and beyond? Yeah. So this is a very old joke. I never get tired of it. But especially in Latin America, GLAM is not so glam. Maybe it's death metal too, and other metal genres. I really like black metal. But not all databases come from galleries, libraries, museums, what is the A stand for?
Museums.
Archives, oh, sorry.
I just want to say that was a terrible joke.
Yeah, thank you. But, so, the data comes in mysterious ways. So, we try to locate people that are not identified by GLAM standard, like many NGOs or small groups of people who have a common goal or a common hobby. Like in Latin America, we have something like Friends of the Trump, like something like that. Archives, they have their own archive of old books.
Yeah, that needs context. We haven't had a Trump system like for 50 years, so yeah. It's something historical. And there's a group of people who have a library about the history of the Trump in Buenos Aires. They even have an old Trump that they restore. Well, once we did an edit on there, and it was super useful. But there wasn't Wikidata back then, or we didn't know about Wikidata.
Yeah, and we had maybe tried to go back for them again. But many institutions, like right now, in middle of the election, there are many NGOs that track politician information in local government, nationally or in provinces. The open data is not very open. So if you want to know when is the birth date of a certain politician, the first source is Wikipedia, for example. So we try to get their own databases. So we try to talk to them about liberating that database in CC0, and we can upload them to Commons, Wikidata, sorry. I'm especially talk to communities about if we share some goal, similar goals like open knowledge, open and free knowledge. The more fastest example I can think of is the free software community, maybe, and OpenStreetMap groups, and other examples. So what we are hoping to do next, we have many steps ahead. We are still a small community, but we want to make more technical events, more events dedicated to how to use Toolforge. I already talked to many people in Argentina or in Chile that didn't know about the existence of many of the tools, like, okay, I can upload a database using OpenRefine and maybe use Mix and Match to do some authority control. And it was Mix and what? So many tools, many of the content of the technical documents about Wikidata and other projects are very hard to find in some respect to the less technical community, especially in countries with English as a non-natural language, like in Spanish, our country mainly uses Spanish. Or Portuguese, it's very hard to find information in our language. Thankfully, the people in Brazil doing an excellent job with the Wikidata Labs. We're going to try to imitate that doing in Spanish for the rest of Latin America. Doing something like a Women Tech Storm.
Yeah, for those who don't know, in Netherlands they have resorted to some kind of smaller events called Tech Storms. For just chance I happened to be in one, and I like the format, and I think it's something that we can replicate in a smaller scale, because it was an event of 30 or so people. We have the capacity to do that, and maybe we don't need a huge event, we just need one day or just a weekend, and I think that would be an important contribution if we could just gather people, maybe have a speaker from Chile or Brazil, something more regional. We think it's a good start.
Yeah, especially in countries like Argentina, where not many people know and don't understand English, especially because it's not an obligatory second language. So if you went to a school that doesn't have a second language, you are busted.
But we try.
We're gonna try. So, how can I start, or more exactly, how can we start? So, the best thing we have is building a community, maybe building from scratch, maybe the community is already built, we have to detect that and formalize in a way about that. So, above approaching people from other projects, again, free software, or just like we have in 2007 started a community because some a bunch of nerds like to edit Wikipedia. So it would be funny to start a non-government organization to propose the use of Wikipedia in schools, for example.
And now we have an office.
And
staff.
And people and staff. So it's very...
It happens.
I'm the treasurer there. I pay people salaries. It's crazy. So then we go to all the events that we can, not Wikimedia related, maybe like a bunch of librarians get together to talk about improvements. We go there and propose, okay, you can use Wikidata or we can use Wikipedia in your day-to-day life. We go to schools, we go to public institutions, so all the GLAM of the public sector, like archives,
libraries,
museums, CMS, libraries especially. We go there and say, okay, Wikidata exists, it can improve your life, we can improve our content, we need to work together, all that. There are many stones in our way, especially with the government changes on all that jazz. But it's like, maybe it's like it starts very small, like a bunch of, okay, five people have a common goal, like we like to take photos. Okay, in our town, there are 10 statues. Go there, take photos. And that photos, you can upload them to Commons, and you can do the pics about that.
Well, not exactly, because another thing is we don't have freedom of panorama. That's another thing.
Okay, that is, okay.
But you get the idea.
Especially in Argentina, we did a very huge event, like is the sum of all small communities in Buenos Aires. There were many hundreds of small cities or towns that didn't have their own article or their own Wikidata element, and no multimedia content at all. We go there, we take pictures, we talk about people who live in that town, and start making history in a way, preserving all that there is that exists in our huge country. So another thing that we learned that we started, okay, we maybe start doing a Discord server or something like that, like a digital community, and it works until the point. It's very interesting to have a person face-to-face meeting, maybe monthly or however you can, to improve the relationships.
I think that was our first meetup.
Yeah.
We were a bunch of people.
Yeah, we were a huge bunch. There are people from the government there too that works on the cartographical institution, who works on all the maps in the country, and he wasn't from the OpenStreetMap community, and he fell in love with Wikidata, so that's a win. But in person is better than online in many ways. We try to make perfect. make some meta community a reality in person. It's a huge gap. Challenge. Thank you. It's a huge challenge because it's a big country, but we are working on it. What about funding? Also, we are many institutions. Not many people know how to get funds. Wikimedia Foundation has your way to make grants about the events. If you have a working group, you can propose to get a small grant we need to start an organization and we want to do that. We got to liberate the contents of this library database. It's going to work. I don't mean to say that I need the Wikimedia Foundation to pay me a salary to do that. That's not the case. I'm against that exactly. But it's like I need money to go to that town and take pictures. I need money to create a small event or rent a small space to get Wi-Fi and create an event to talk to 50 people about how to use Wikipedia.
With food.
With food. Food is very a special, important. Very important event in all events, is the food and drinks. Especially alcoholic drinks, but that comes after. And a lot of people, especially in our countries, didn't know about, many people speak about Wikipedia and say Wikipedia Argentina or Wikipedia Chile, for example, or Wikipedia Uruguay, about that P of that. Just the encyclopedia and the Wikimedia Foundation does not exist. It's like a big mist that shows the money after a few years. But it's really hard to find people to know about Wikipedia is founded by the Wikimedia Foundation. There are several other local institutions like local chapters and user groups that promote the use. We need to evangelize people about that. But the most important thing is like start slow and steady, especially steady. Like Monty meetups, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
The perseverance is triumphant. So, why don't we start? So how to survive marriage? This is the last part, but once Johnny Cash say that the secret of a perfect marriage and a long marriage is separate bathrooms.
And he was right.
And he was totally right. But maybe two is open data, because we are working under the same goal, like promoting and using open knowledge, like Wikidata and other things. And I love her for it.
Aww.
So thank you for listening to us. Forgive in advance for my bad English, but...
So, we got 2 minutes left. Probably a couple of very small questions, or...
Just tiny questions.
Tiny questions. Yeah. Just a moment.
Oh, thank you a lot for your talk. One thing I noticed is, in the Netherlands, I started out with GLAM volunteer work as well, 15 years ago. I feel very old now. And one thing I really noticed is to make sure that you get many GLAMs on board, it really helps if you get like one that's pretty big. So I could maybe like give that as like a kind of suggestion that if you try to find like, you know, a very prestigious museum, I mean, it's probably, you know, harder to do that. But if you get one museum with one person who is sympathetic to the cause and you get them over,
yeah.
Like, we did one project in the Netherlands called Picky Lost Art that we started out with, I think, maybe two or three museums. And then suddenly the Van Gogh Museum participated. And then after that, we got like 30 calls from museums like, I want to be part of this too.
Yeah, the domino effect of...
the domino effect, yeah.
Yeah, we are starting to go into museums talking about, do you know about what the Met do with big data?
Yeah.
Here's a few links.
Yeah.
So after that, the people like, oh, we can start doing something similar, and you can come here and teach me how to do it. It's like Yes, if you give me that data, that sweet, sweet data. But it's a very interesting topic because not only in the GLAMs, in public institutions too, like many public institutions have a dream about getting all the data in one place and in a structured way. It's a long project, but many people are starting to go, okay, using Wikibase as a startup, we can, okay, local governments can talk with the nation about, okay, or catastro, like city information, is in a database that is open to the public and to the government. We are starting to teach them about these tools too, but the domino effect is a very important part. Thank you.
No, I was just going to say that it's a good thing in your cases that the government did not think that this data will be sold and they gave it to them. Because in my case, I think they will hold on onto the data until they find some commercial way to get profit out of it.
Hi, it's Mohammed Hijjawi from Palestine. Thank you for your session and your presentation. The subject is cool.
Thank you.
I just want to say that we are in the Levant area. As you know, the Levant area consists of four countries: Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria. We have the same problems that we face. The same problems that you face. We are far apart. I know some users from more than 5 years, but I saw them one time. We also, a lot of Wikipedians in Palestine do not use Wikidata, and that's a problem. I just want to say the difference between Wikimedia and Wikipedia. When I traveled into this conference, the police, the Palestinian police stopped me, arrested me for 40 minutes. They asked me where I'm going to travel and who gave me the scholarship. I answered all these questions in 1 minute, and I spent the rest 39 minutes just explaining the difference between Wikimedia and Wikipedia. Yeah. They didn't understand. They just got bored and told me, just go. Yeah. And I face these problems too. Thank you for your presentation, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Just a quick note on that. It happened to me kind of twice at the U.S. Customs. So it's...
Yeah. We got an attack in a way, the local chapter, about a few days ago by the media about how Wikipedia Argentina is a political statement about the opposition, the current opposition. Like in the current election is like a current government and the opposition like the Kirchnerismo, and Wikipedia is written with a K, so we are the opposition. And we got attacked about it, and in a 25-minute segment in prime time, talking about how our local chapter works to promote and defame the current government in Argentina. So, and especially that Wikipedia with the P, Argentina, like
we are not Wikipedia. I'm going to tattoo this. Like,
I need a T-shirt with that. With that.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
So we run into
it. Yeah, I'll be quick. It's not really a question. It's just, first of all, thank you so much. I'm Chen. I'm the conference grant program officer for the foundation. So I just wanted to use the platform, as you just mentioned, that we provide grants, all kinds of grants. So I really encourage you to submit proposal for small grants, rapid grants, project, but I specifically support conference grants, and I just wanted to say that we're very much looking to fund Wikidata conferences, especially in emerging communities, but in general. So I really encourage you and everyone here, going back to their local communities. A conference doesn't have to be like this huge conference. A conference can be smaller with 20, 30, whatever participants, just as long as it has an impact. And I know that gathering around such an issue has a lot of impact. So I'm really encouraging you to submit and to talk to me if you have any questions.
And not only the money is part of things, you go the know-how of how to organize an event. Yeah. Like, okay, we hope to rent a place, how to set up the audio, the video.
Wi-Fi, very
Wi-Fi.
Important.
Wi-Fi is very important.
I think we should close. So thank you very much for attending. Thank you for presenting your speech. You did it well. And enjoy the break.
Thank you.